Hello.
Hi, my name's Nadia. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. Returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Diamond Mason, and I was calling about my benefits. Every time I call on Sundays, it tells me something, like the call you guys will see something had failed, like I answered a question wrong or something.
So have you checked the status of your claim online?
No, ma'am.
What's your Social Security number?
421-457-569.
Verify your name, date of birth, and mother's maiden name, please.
Diamond Mason. My birthday is July the 5th, 1996. And Mason as well.
And what exactly is it saying when you call in?
It let me answer my question. It let me answer all my questions and everything. But at the end of, like, when you finish with it, it just tell me to call in. It'll tell me to call in, like, I done, like, you know how you probably got a question wrong or something on the question. But I know I answer all the questions correct.
Give me a moment.
You did. Yes, ma'am.
This her name. That's her name, the folks. No.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just waiting on a response.
Okay.
Alrighty. I just didn't want you to think I wasn't here anymore. You hang up.
Okay, I was so, it got very quiet. I was wondering.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just waiting on them to respond back to me.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Hold on, I'm trying to handle some bean.
I gotta get ready to go, though.
Yeah, I know, but I'm on the phone, though.
Yeah.
Give me a year, too. You can have some. Huh? Now go sit down so I can finish handling bees on the phone, okay? Don't worry about me now, girl.
Don't worry about me now, girl.
Alrighty. You're going to have to get your claim reopened. I'm not sure if you pressed a no to one of the questions or reported some earnings, but it closed.
So ahead, close.
Yes.
Okay, so what I can do to reopen them back up? I'm not sure, but...
You can open it up through me. Are you still unemployed?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
I graduated.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the driver's license number?
Oh, let me see. I know it's 949. Hold on. Let me see, do I got it in my bag? Hold on, man. Let me run this.
Okay, don't worry about it, because we only got a couple minutes to try to reopen it.
Okay.
If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you've been approved for payments, and their fees you may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I would like the card.
Verify your mailing address.
905 Bernard Street in Union Springs, Alabama, 36089.
Thank you. Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
What's your primary phone number?
334-339-5891.
I'm going to verify with you. Your mailing address is 905 Bernard Street, Union Springs, Alabama, 36089, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Did I receive a notification?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
Have you worked since you've last filed for unemployment?
No.
And did you report any earnings, or did you press no to any of the questions about seeking work?
I'm not sure what I pressed. I don't know if I pressed one, and I supposed to press no.
Okay.
And then what I did was, I know exactly what you're talking about. And then by me make that mistake, I tried to hang up and redo it. And that's when it had said that.
Alrighty. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I'm able to work.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Can you repeat that?
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from the employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
What's the job title you're seeking work in?
What's the job title? What the job I just left?
No, what you're looking for work in.
Oh, any.
What's the name of the company you were working for?
I was working at Bullock County Correctional Facility.
As a corrections officer?
No, ma'am. I was a mental health observer.
Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Can you repeat that, ma'am?
Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income taxes?
Yes.
Your temporary PIN number is 6996.
Yes.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov/BossNet and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. If you choose a file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you'll call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
All righty. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too.
Thank you.